But a lot of scams to talk about first. And Steve Burness from the Better Business Bureau joins us with that. How's your Wednesday going, Steve?
So far, so good. It's halfway over.
Did anyone try to scam you yet today? Because I almost got scammed today. I got the unemployment one, the text today.
I got the driver's license yesterday, so you got me.
Yeah. I'm starting to get a hit twice and three times. I just got a text here, 847. I got a text from State Collection Agency asking me to click a URL link. It's either a legit debt collector or a scam. If they're legit, they should know better. I blocked it and I deleted it. I think we're all trying to get as savvy as we can to handle this stuff, Steve.
Exactly, especially when they want you to click on something like that caller just said. Is anytime they click on it, your chance of opening your computer to hackers, spam, or malware, because you never know where that actually link is actually going. If it's somebody legitimate, they will contact you different ways as well. But reach out to the company directly. Even pick up the landline if everybody remembers what those things are, or call the company directly and see, you know, did they email you in any way, shape, or form? But most times, when they want you to click on a link and you don't know a thing about them, that's usually the tip off to the ripoff.
You mentioned Secretary of State. 815 just texted me, said, I just got the text from Secretary of State wanting me to click on it. I didn't. Glad you're talking about this. What is the Secretary of State one? How does that appear?
Well, basically, it appears that something is wrong with your driver's license or something. They need some information in order to keep your driver's license. So it happens to be around where people seem to, you know, have, you know, to their anniversary of their license or when it's due, because I had an employee yesterday, or Monday rather, tell me, you know, I didn't know if this was true at the beginning, you know, because my license is due next month. It's kind of a coincidence. What we're seeing is everybody seems to be getting them, but they're increasing in numbers, and that tells me, Anna, that it's working. These scammers wouldn't do that if it didn't work. They stop, they move on to something else.
Mm-hmm. The one that we have talked about before, but seems to be claiming a lot of victims and continues to, we just heard from 847, my mother was scammed by that grandparent scam on the FBI website. I can talk about it if you wish. Feel free to call in 312-981-7200. That one is worth talking about again. My gosh, because that one, first of all, it seems to target elderly people, which is sad in and of itself. It makes them think, what, there's something wrong with your computer? Isn't that how that one goes?
Well, there's different variations of it. That one is the computer when they're on it, like a tech support, they'll help you out in some way. But some of the grandparent scams are where they call you up and they say that, you know, you're in dire need of assistance or something happened. You need money, you've been arrested, or you've been into an accident, and you need to wire money right away, or I'm going to jail. So there's a couple of variations of it. The more serious one is when they take on the form of being your grandchild, and it says, that doesn't sound like you, you know, Johnny. Well, I've been in an accident, that's why it doesn't sound like me. You know, they need money wired. If anybody asks you to do something in 30 minutes or less, that shows you what we always say, the tip off to the rip off, man. The only thing you should do in 30 minutes is actually just buy a pizza, and the rest you got to do some research and checking on them, especially if somebody calls you up and says that they need money quickly because either going to go to jail or they're going to be subject to some other kind of criminal offense if they don't pay in time.
I got a text from IDES 708 writes, asking me to verify my identity. More and more of these unemployment scams as well. I guess it just feels as if they can cast such a wide net. So many people have applied for it or have been involved with IDES over the last year and a half that they must be getting enough people to respond that they're doing it.
Exactly, Anna. It's just a lot of people that I've talked to and some of our mutual friends have never been victim of identity theft at all. So I'm thinking there's a different variation of this, or somehow their breach has happened, because I'm hearing from friends on a weekly basis, not daily basis, that have been victimized in this, that never been had any problems or never have been identity theft. So something was breached down the road, or something would happen, because a lot more people are getting these on a daily basis. It's nonstop, and I've been a victim of it, and my identity was stolen in Kentucky. About 2-3 months ago.
And you're doing everything in your earthly power to do. I mean, you're aware of all this stuff. So it's very telling if you get taken by something like this, because there's nothing you can do in some cases other than try to respond as quickly as you can, right?
Exactly. It's a matter of if. It's only a matter of if, not a matter of when. It'll happen to you in some way, identity theft. And when there's major breaches like what happened to Equifax, you know, years ago, you know, 140 million people or so, they don't all use that Social Security number the next week. You know, it can be used 5 years against you, 10 years against you, and they kind of like build a file on you, Anna. Mm-hmm. So the more things they get on you, your birth date, your mother's maiden name, they keep adding this stuff to the file, and eventually they'll have enough information to steal your identity theft. And that's why we tell consumers not to follow those surveys online on Facebook or those things where, you know, they want you to answer questions. What's your street name? What street did you live on before? You know, what year did you graduate high school? Because all that information is used against you in identity theft, and it's still the fastest growing white collar crime today. And we just can't keep up with the complaints that come into the Better Business Bureau on a daily basis. But one thing we're asking consumers to do, if you see something, let us know. We need consumers to come to us and report it to our scam tracker, because most consumers will write off to experience or delete the text. But if you could send us that information to the scam tracker, we'll keep track of it, and we can forewarn others that's happening.
We've got a couple listeners who have questions about whether or not something is a scam. Let's go to Carl here. Go ahead, Carl. You're on WGN with Steve and me.
Yeah, hi, Anna. Hi, Steve.
Hey.
I didn't receive this, but a friend of mine via email, Steve, got this about a week ago. Walmart COVID Relief Fund. And if you give them all your pertinent information, they give you $1,500.
Yeah. It's been going around many different stores, not only Walmart. But again, there's no $1,500 to be given. It's just they're just grabbing this information and it's stealing our identity. And thank you for letting everybody else know that this is what we're just talking about. Any of these surveys or these links they want you to click on and give information, you're giving the scammers everything they need and want in order to take advantage of you. So thank you so much for reporting that.
Thanks, Carl,
for putting us
on our radar. We appreciate that. It's good to keep on in touch with as many of these as possible, because then when they hit you, you don't respond. Hey, Linda, you're on WGN. Got a question?
No, I just I texted in about the grandparent scam that my mom fell victim to.
Yeah.
And these people are insidious. They had people on the phone playing different roles for her. So just first off, I'll just let anybody know if they're asked to urgently wire money. I think you mentioned that earlier. It's a scam. But first, somebody called my mom and said, Grandma. And so she said, oh, is this Joe? Of course it's Joe, but it doesn't sound like you. I was in a car accident, and I've got a broken nose, so it doesn't sound like me.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes on that he was taking a friend to his father's funeral out of state. They had a little wine after the funeral at the luncheon. He got in a car accident, and now I'm going to put on the sheriff to talk to you.
Oh my
gosh. Then they handed over the bail bondsman, and it's this game. And they even were so courteous to tell her where she could wire the money around her house. And it was just, she got taken for $1,900, but I understand people lost a lot more. So just, and how predatory to, prey on grandparents. You know, fixed income, things like that. So I'm grateful that you're having this segment on today, and just never wire money to anybody.
Thank you, Linda.
More quickly.
I'm grateful for you, too. Thank you for calling in with that. It just also, Steve, what I think Linda's story just speaks to is the sheer sophistication of these things. Multiple players playing multiple roles. It's unbelievable.
And they have so much information on you as well, because they look at the Facebook post. They look to see the relatives. They know, sometimes they know the names, as your caller mentioned. Sometimes they just, you know, is this you, Sue, or Steve, as I mentioned? But a lot of times they have a lot of information on you already. So I think your caller said it best. A tip-off to the rip-off is if anybody asks you to pay unconventional methods, either gift certificates or wiring money, that's the tip-off to the scam and doing something in 30 minutes or less. But it's working. So we can't get enough warnings out. I mean, she lost $1,200, but we've seen people lose $5,000 and $6,000 recently.
Yeah, I mean, that is so sad. 630, I got a voicemail saying there's been a fraudulent claim against my Social Security number, and I should press 1 to talk to someone. Should I?
Nope, no. Do not click on those. Those are links that try to entice you to click on it, and they basically say, well, we need your Social Security number to look up your account. And people are giving them the Social Security number. Social Security number, our Social Security Administration, those agencies will not call you up and ask you for information. They have everything on you. And that's the key. Just because it says government on the email or if it's a caller ID doesn't make it sure it's government, because the caller ID can be manipulated, as you know, Anna, pretty easily for like $20. So it can say Naperville Police Department, and it can be somebody, a scammer calling you.
630, my parents were grandparent scammed in 2007, still get a twinge in my gut when you talk about it. Another victim there. Hey, can I just ask you, as we were talking about this earlier, you know these places where you sell used clothing online, have you gotten any complaints about them, Steve? Because I was talking about how I might want to try that.
Well, there's so many places that there are legitimate organizations out there, but it's up to you as a consumer to check out what the Better Business Bureau and other sources, not just us as well. Put in the company's name and put the word scam next to it and see what appears online. If you don't find anything, Anna, that's not a good sign either. A lot of consumers, well, I didn't see anything negative, so I did business with them. They could have started business this week or last week. Online purchases is still our riskiest scam right now since the pandemic has started. So there's going to be there's bad actors in every industry. I don't care what industry you're talking about, from automobiles to waterproofing. There's always a bad business inside of there. So you got to make sure you don't deal with those people and check them out with the Better Business Bureau first.
We've got more calls to get to, more texts to get to. Let's take Rick here and then more with Steve Burness on the other side here. Go ahead, Rick. You're on WGN.
Hi, Anna and Steve. I just keep getting calls telling me I'm a good customer. And I just hang up, but I just wonder if you know anything about the calls from ComEd.
We actually, the Better Business Bureau issued a warning today. There's too many people posing as ComEd employees. So ComEd doesn't call you up and ask you for information about your account or, you know, ask you to look at, you know, see your bill or anything like that. You know, ComEd will deal with you directly in different ways. But that anybody asking for your account number or anything like that, or especially if they knock at your door. I actually had a friend of my mother-in-law's who just said they were from ComEd, and once they got in, they took them to the basement, and the rest came in and robbed the first floor downstairs.
Well, so I don't need to pass that. As soon as they tell me that I'm a good customer and this is ComEd calling and say congratulations, I just hang up. So I don't even know where they were going.
But sometimes that's what I should do, right? Exactly. Sometimes we suggest is let it go to voicemail. I mean, don't even answer your calls. It's getting so bad out there. And then you can check the phone number out and do the research on the product or service mm-hmm. or whatever, whoever called you. That's a good way of doing it. But if you answer live, that's what they want. They're calling to get a live person, and that's what they do.
Boy, I wish I could catch these people.
Don't you? Don't you wish we could round up the people behind all this and shut down these scams? You'd think that they're the same people. Thank you, Rick. We appreciate you. Hey, we'll take more of your calls on this and more of your texts coming up on WGN with Steve Burness. If you want to put a scam on everybody else's radar, if there's something that happened to you or a family member, let us know, 312-981-7200. Too many darn scams out there. I feel like we're getting more hip to this, but then at the same time I feel like the scams are getting more sophisticated, and you know, you used to be able to spot them so much better, Steve. I feel like, you know, they were misspellings or it just, I don't know, it didn't meet the smell test. Now so many of these, I don't, it just, anybody could fall for them. Did we lose Steve Burness? Maybe he took a call.
So sorry about that.
It's okay. I just saying they feel like they're so much more sophisticated now. It's so wild.
Yeah, it is. They are more sophisticated. It's really hard to determine it. I mean, sometimes I have to review it many times before realizing if it's a scam or not. So it's really hard for a normal consumer to, you know, to determine if it's a scam or not. And one thing they do, Anna, most likely, is that they try to make a quick hit on you. You know, scare you. They're calling up, your Amazon account been breached. We need your information, otherwise we'll charge you $500. So they kind of manage. It's that 30-minute rule, and I can't tell you how many of our top 10 scams actually are attributed to that 30-minute rule where they need information now. Mm-hmm. The IRS is calling you. You're going to go to jail if you don't give me, pay your back taxes in the next 30 minutes. And I think it's education, too, and that's why it's important for consumers to tell the parents, your siblings, and inform everybody, because the only way to put scams out of business is not to give them your business. There's not enough law enforcement in the world that will help you,
right?
Because there's too many scams out there.
Too many out there. Hey, let's hear from Teresa. She's got one she wants to tell us about. Go ahead, Teresa. You're on WGN.
Hi, guys. So my mom got a phone call, and they told her that my niece had been arrested and that they needed money. She needed money to get out. It was supposedly my niece. And they made sure that they told her not to call or tell anybody. That was like a big indicator right there. Luckily, my mom, who has cognitive problems, decided to call me and ask me if my niece was okay. Well, my niece was in high school. I believe they must have gotten that information because her husband had just passed, and they got it out of an obituary. And then shortly after that, they called my father, tried the exact same thing, but he hung up on them. And then they called my sister-in-law's mom, same thing, my niece,
oh my gosh,
Dale, and she sent them $3,000.
Wow.
What? I'm so sorry, Teresa, but did they have a lot of information? Like, did they have your niece's name and that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah. The person on the phone said that it was her. They said, "Hi, Grandma, this is so-and-so. You know, I've gotten into some trouble and I need some money. And, you know, you can't tell anybody because I can't let anybody know that this happened." And luckily, my mom said, "I'm going to call my daughter." She didn't tell them that.
Luckily.
And she gave me the number because they told her to call her back, call them back.
How did that go?
And I called them. and I told them what I thought. And then when I went to the police department to see if there was anything that could be done, the police officer told me that they use burn phones. And right. They just toss the phones after they're done. There's nothing you can really do about it to catch them.
Oh, so frustrating. But thank God you intervened in that situation.
One out of the three.
Yeah, one out of three. Thank you, Teresa. Yeah. I'm sorry about your cousin, but you saved your mom. Hey, Steve, there's another one saying here, "My mom, Anna, was a victim of the grandson in an accident scam, but hung up quickly. We had a death in the family, and I believe that they got the grandkids' names from the death notice." How sad is that? So they're like combing all kinds of documents.
The documents only the obituaries, but they're also doing online. So a lot of people on Facebook, or, you know, have your relatives' names, and they get all this information. They know you're on vacation. They know everything about you. And unfortunately, we're just giving out too much information online. Your birthday should not be – your birthday's okay, but not the year. I mean, you just can't give them enough information because they'll use it to their advantage. And look how many calls we've received in a short time, just that one scam. Now, think about the other million of scams that are out there that go unreported. And I guess – again, the only way to put scams out of business is not to give them your business. Please go to the BBB Scam Tracker and let us know about it so we can warn others and hopefully put these sites out of business.
Yeah, and we are with the phone. The text line is lighting up with the unemployment scams, and so many people who have been subjected to identity theft as a result of that, they're starting to find that out too. Can you go? We don't have much time left, Steve, and we need to revisit this. But is there just something you can tell people to do if they have been an identity theft victim, or if they think they were part of that unemployment the unemployment thing?
Sure, exactly. So if you do get the letter or the postcard that you know, filed unemployment insurance, you have to contact the Illinois Department of Insurance and let them know that you've been a victim of identity theft. And again, I've been a victim of it, so you can't stop it. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. But the key to this, Anna, is that you are a victim of identity theft. And the Better Business Bureau advises all consumers, regardless if you're a victim of identity theft or not, is to freeze your credit reports, freeze your credit. So it makes it more difficult for somebody to take on your identity or steal your identity as well, because they give you a four-digit code that you have to use. So it'll prevent somebody from going into, you know, XYZ store and opening up an account in your name. So freeze your credit reports, look at everything, and just monitor it, because, again, they may steal your identity like they did mine, you know, 3 months ago, but they may use it again a year from now, you know, 6 years from now. And they're using children's Social Security numbers as well, so you got to be careful of your children's identity as well. And please check your credit reports yearly, and that's the only place to check it is annualcreditreport.com. And that's the site that's, you know, by the government that allows you to get access to your credit report once a year. But please get it pulled, and if you see a scam, report it to the Better Business Bureau, because the more information we get, the better it is to put these scammers out of business.
BBB.org. Steve, too many to get to today. I hope maybe you can join us maybe next week. We'll pick things up from there.
I'd love to. Thank you so much.